Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. The votes are being tallied in Myanmar's historic election. It's the country's first free election in a quarter century. About 32 million people were registered to vote to select for more than 6,000 candidates for both houses of the national parliament and regional assemblies. Election officials say the turnout was 80%. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry congratulated the people of Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, calling the election an important step forward despite being far from perfect. The voting rolls did not include hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims who were barred from the polls after years of being marginalized by the government. Among those first-time voters was 70-year-old democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi. She was under house arrest when Myanmar held its last free elections in 1990 and remained under detention for most of the next 20 years. European holidaymakers are leaving the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh by the thousands following the October 31st airline disaster that killed all 224 people on board. Most of them were Russian tourists. Some 5,000 British citizens were to have departed by the end of Sunday. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his government just last week to facilitate the repatriation of his country's travelers from the Red Sea destination. Militants claiming affiliation with Islamic State claim responsibility for the attack. However, the head of Egypt's investigation team says there are no conclusions reached about what brought the airliner down, although U.S. and British officials have said it is possible it was a bomb. And Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act that will not stop him from moving forward with church reforms. It was his first comment. This is VOA News.